following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner. In the studio with me this morning, Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and Craig Montana running the studio. And we're keeping an eye on the markets this morning and going to be talking as we go through the program today about ways that you can basically get a little bit of protection on your investment, on your money, no matter which way the markets are going. And that's going to be the big topic for today. We'll talk about whatever else is on your mind, but that's really where we're going to be. We're having a little bit of give back this morning in the markets. We'll catch up with all of that stuff. But in the meantime, welcome, guys.
Good morning. It's always nice to be here on this beautiful morning here in Central Texas.
Yeah, now, what a great day.
Oh, it's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. And, of course, Doug, you went to the Chamber of Commerce after-hours thing on, what was it, Thursday?
You business people, you need to come to those. If you don't come, it's Washington County Chamber of Commerce sponsors an after-hours networking get-together. Mm-hmm. And last Thursday it was at Herman's Furniture.
Oh, yeah, over here.
From 5 to 7. And mm-hmm. It's a good time to meet a lot of people. And I got to meet quite a few business owners in the area. And they got to meet us and mm-hmm. visited and kind of find out what's going on and what they're doing. And also, you run into strange people. Those of you that don't know, there's an art gallery in downtown Brenham. It's right next to the Ann Street. It's called the Backlot Gallery. And they have art shows there. Different artists coming in. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of neat that I was standing there, and this gentleman comes up to he was the one who had the art show going on there, and he says, "Are you Dan's father?" That was my youngest son. He taught him art in high school many years ago.
Okay, there's a small world. Yes.
Yeah, so he's having his art show going on there in the Backlot Gallery. Yeah,
actually, we have a lot of artwork on exhibition around this area. There's another one just down from Herman Furniture there. Yep. And of course, they have art classes that go on in town, too. So there are plenty of outlets and some really nice work that people do.
Yep. But that is one of the nice things about the Chamber of Commerce get-togethers mm-hmm. like that, is it's an opportunity to get to talk to some of the other people here in the area who are, out to meet other business owners. And you can exchange ideas, get to know each other better. It's always helpful to be able to talk to people.
Yes, that's the networking, and you get to sharing ideas and maybe leveraging what you do and together. Mm-hmm. And
it's great to learn from each other, though, about what you're doing and what your markets are and your type of business and all of that. And so if you're in business at all, or you're a professional person, even with whether it's engineering, accounting, medicine, whatever it may be, it still benefits you to go and meet your neighbors out here in the business and professional community.
I mean, we get lots of questions, times about, what does the Washington County Chamber of Commerce do? And that's another example of how the chamber promotes the sharing of business ideas here in Washington County. So we're very grateful for the fact that the Washington County Chamber of Commerce is so active.
And we're about to share some money ideas with you, as we always do every Monday and Wednesday morning here on the radio. And by the way, if you got to go and do something else for a while or whatever, just take whatever mobile device is with you. Get on to moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com. And once you get on there and maneuver a little bit, you'll see Listen Live. And you can click on that and stream us during the program so you don't have to miss out on a thing. In the meantime, want a little bit of help? Market's making you starting to make you nervous with all this presidential election stuff, a lot of uncertainty. Now's a great time to give us a call. And here's our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. We'll be right back after this brief commercial message. You are listening to The Money Makeover Show.
Yeah. But whenever Monday comes,
it's fair time in Austin County. Before you go to the fair, stop by Buck Ferguson Originals. They have tons of new fall clothing that will make you stand out in the crowd. Plus a huge boot and shoe selection from Old Gringo, Liberty Jack, Corral, Bed Stew, and Free People. Browse through their jean room for the best selection of jeans in Belleville. And don't forget to dress your little buckaroos. Great new styles have arrived in their baby room for little cowboys and cowgirls from newborn to 4T. Check out the awesome new baby fishing shirts for boys and girls. Very cute when paired with little blue jeans and boots for the fair. Buck Ferguson Originals can personalize it with their embroidery machine. Plus, if you get caught at the fair by one of the BFO girls wearing your BFO goodies, you'll get a coupon and a koozie from Buck Ferguson Originals. Also see the new arrivals in the home decor section, like Little Billy Goat mineral paint and antiquing glaze from Park Hill, and new sofas, chairs, ottomans, pillows, and bedding. Find it all at Buck Ferguson Originals on Holland Street in downtown Belleville. Visit online at buckfergusonoriginals.com.
National Night Out is a great opportunity for citizens and law enforcement to partner up against crime. The City of Somerville invites all Somerville citizens to join them for National Night Out on Tuesday, October the 4th. Go out to Pasro Park on Avenue E in Somerville between 5:30 and 8 p.m. for evening of fun and activities during the 2016 Somerville Block Party. National Night Out strengthens the communities by encouraging neighbors to engage in stronger relationships with each other and with local law enforcement agencies, EMS, fire department, and other community leaders. There'll be free food, drinks, and games for everyone. Meet your neighbors and the people who protect and serve the community. Emergency vehicles will be there for you to see. And you're invited to attend this event. Meet your neighbors and commit to helping law enforcement reduce crime in the community. That's the citywide Somerville Block Party on Tuesday, October the 4th, starting at 5:30 at Pasro Park in Somerville. The City of Somerville hopes to see you there.
When it comes to something as important as your prescription drugs, better call on the pharmacy in Brenham with a reputation of quality and integrity. Call Medical Arts Pharmacy, owned and operated by the Sonnenberg family for over 50 years in Brenham. Are you ready to sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage? Confused about what plan to choose? Make a list of your current medicines and then call Medicare at 1-800-633-4227 for help deciding which plan is best for you. For pharmacists you can trust, visit Medical Arts Pharmacy in Brenham.
What can inspire me?
Drive me. What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me?
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's NEAL Financial. Offices close by you, I would imagine, if you're listening, most of you, to our voices right now. We have one mid Midway down Main Street, across from the courthouse in downtown Brenham. And then we have another one just off of San Felipe on St. James Place, surrounded by major oil and gas producers and equipment suppliers like Schlumberger and Marathon Oil and
Weatherford.
Yes, we're kind of in the middle of that part of the oil patch anyway. So we got you covered anywhere in this area. So we have people from here who also, in Brenham, who also come to our Houston office whenever they're in town. It depends on where it is that's convenient for you. So we're glad to have you joining us from no matter where you are. And by the way, we have a great website. You can always stay in touch with us by shooting us an email. That's, what is it?
MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. That's MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. Got our phone numbers, addresses, pictures. You can send us an email, and you can list, click on the Listen Live button.
You betcha. So all of that right there at your fingertips. No one will call you, bother you, email you, send hard mail to you or anything else. We do not bug you, but we do invite you to go by the website. And, of course, if you can't get a question to us during while we're on the air here, you're always welcome to send it on our email at moneymakeoverteam.com. Or you can call us at our office. Here's that number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. You know, there's a lot of political action, of course, going on. It can make things very uncertain, very wobbly, very shaky.
A little wobbly
and shaky about your investments?
Yeah, a lot of stories going on. What's going to happen with your investments depending upon who wins the election? There's so many different people.
And everybody's got an opinion on
that.
They do,
and it doesn't mean anything till after the election, and we'll go from there. But right today, market's down, Dow Jones down 70 points, which is about 0.4%, and then the S&P's down 8 points, which is 0.4%. So it's kind of like all down about 0.4%. Some of the, I guess they're giving back some of the, or taking some of the profit that they got from last week, some of the traders. Or it's just the normal course of events. It goes up, it goes down.
Well, and I'm looking at something right now. This is a little analysis. S&P 500 stocks with returns of at least 20% in the third quarter of the year. And now we're in the fourth quarter, by the way, as of Saturday.
Today.
So if you look at things, most of the big gainers that I'm seeing on this particular list have been in tech. All right, there are a lot of tech things, Autodesk. But you know, some surprises in here, too, in oil and gas. Now, again, this kind of points to the fact that you need to be diversified and not all your eggs in one basket and not just toss everything out when it gets wobbly. But, for instance, on here, let's see, not recommending anything that you go out and run out and buy it, but these are just examples of things. Williams Companies, now it's a big oil and gas pipeline thing, and that's in Houston, by the way. Right, we have that big Williams Tower that used to be called the Transco. Williams was down 39% on their total return in 2015. But if you'd have bought down at the lows, you'd have made 30% this year.
Buy low, sell high.
Yeah. eBay's pretty much stayed the same, up 16%. Nordstrom up a little bit, up 6% this year after tanking 30%. Last year, you know. So, again, it's not all one place and one thing. And you've just got to be, you know, either having tons of money to be able to make individual bets like this big chunks of money.
That is a thing.
You've got to be Warren Buffett to be able to handle it.
If you got your crystal ball and know which ones are going to come back. But it's always, you know, every quarter you can go back and you can look and say, okay, which were who did well?
Who did well?
And almost always the case is going to be the ones that did well are the ones that have been done poorly.
Yeah.
Because if the price drops 20% and then comes back 20% in the next quarter, well, you know, it dropped 20%. That's why it's coming back 20%. you can't gain 20% most of the time. What we find out is most of the time these are stocks that have been devalued and now are going back up. And yeah. that's what value investing is supposed to be about, is finding bargains, like finding the good companies that's on sale.
Yeah, companies that are on sale. And for whatever reason, I know when the oil first crashed a while back, there are a lot of good companies out there, but because they had oil-related, they went down. You know, tide went out and all the boats went down. Still good companies, but...
So what do you do? Well, first of all, you'd be diversified. Secondly, if you're buying stuff like inside of your 401k or something like that, you've got baskets of stocks, and those baskets are, you know, large cap, small cap, growth, you know, value, et cetera, et cetera. So you spread that risk around, and you're not betting on one horse in that race. But there are other ways you can help to still make gains when the markets do go up, but you're protecting yourself on the downside. Sometimes with some things, you don't have to go down at all. And Jamie Keyes is going to talk a little bit about some of those methodologies here. And again, they're not right for everybody. They're not suitable for everyone. But it depends on you and your situation. At least you need to know about them.
Well, you know, what we try to do is try and educate you as much as we can about some of the different investment choices that are available to you. And one of the things that I've gotten questions about in the last few weeks have been something called equity indexed annuities. And is there a way to use those in your portfolio? And for some people, they are. For other people, they hear the word annuity and they run the other way without even knowing what it is. And I think that that's not smart either.
Well, and they're not all alike. There are so many different types, and they don't all function the same way.
Well, and the idea behind the equity indexed annuity is... they're called fixed indexed annuities. They go by different names. But the idea behind them is, you know, people are looking at them because of the question that you brought up, Doug. You know, you were coming up on the election. People are uncertain about what to do. Some people are up in their portfolios or just don't want to go backwards because they're not sure about what's going to happen. And indexed annuities are one way to take a look at that, and maybe for a portion of your portfolio, try and lock in some of your gains. There may be a way to do that, because the way that they work ideally is whatever money you put into them, you're not going to go backwards on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it depends upon whether or not you have any riders attached to them, because if you have riders attached to them, the riders have costs.
And the costs will come out whether the market goes up or down.
Whether the market goes up or down, those costs are coming out. But if you don't have any riders, what that means then is if you put in a dollar in the future, it's going to be worth a dollar.
Question is just how long do I have to leave it?
How long do I have to leave it, and do I need that money? And it depends on what the objective is for the money that you're putting in there. And so don't think that because it has the word annuity attached to it, it's a bad thing. You just have to know what you're getting into and what the negatives and the positives are. So if we want to talk about the negatives are, some of them are pretty complicated.
Yes, yeah, some of them really are.
They are.
A lot of moving parts and,
They're hard to understand, and no matter how many times you get them explained to you, most of the time, if they're that complicated, the next day, you're not going to remember half of what the explanation was. And what's going to end up happening is 3 years down the road, you say, well, I don't think you told me that. Well, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. Maybe you just don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to try and make sure that you understand what you're getting into because of all the different moving parts. The way that they work is the rate of return is tied to a particular index. Could be the S&P 500, could be the Russell 2000, could be the Dow. It's some type of index.
Mm-hmm.
And so going into it, you don't know what your return is going to be because you don't know what the index is going to do. But if the index goes down 20%, your dollar's still worth a dollar. It didn't go down 20%.
You just didn't make anything for that time period.
So you stayed where you were.
And that's why people are looking at these currently, mm-hmm. because they want to say, well, okay, if I'm up 20% in something, like you had talked about, Tony, maybe I can lock in that gain and make sure that I don't go backwards, and I'm able to keep that gain that I had by moving that amount of money into it. You just can't access it for a while. because most indexed annuities have surrender charge periods, and they can be anywhere from 4 years to 10 years. Just depends. Most of them are in the 6 to 8 year range, and what that means is if you surrender the policy, you won't get back your full dollar or what it's worth, because there'll be a penalty to the insurance company for taking the money out early.
Like a penalty for early withdrawal on a CD.
On a CD. You know, works the same
you
way.
You didn't wait for the time frame to end.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be aware of that. And so it's not good for money that you need liquidity for. If that's the money that's your emergency money, that isn't where that money should be.
And generally those also aren't designed for income. So if you want an income stream off of that, it's usually not designed for that unless you add a rider, which you have to pay extra for.
That's correct. And so it depends on what you're trying to do. Now, some of the riders, the income riders that are available on the indexed annuities, you have to evaluate whether or not you're worth paying the extra for that.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is if, let's just say the cost for that is 85 basis points, that means 85% of 1%, 85 basis points. So less than 1%, you pay for a rider, but what they tell you is if you leave the money there and it's going to grow at a guaranteed rate of return. And I've seen some of them, the guaranteed rate of growth on the income rider is like 8%.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is your dollar is going to grow 8%, if it's simple interest, just 8% every year. And when you start taking the income, it'll be based upon whatever the value of that income is rather than the account value, whether your account has gone up or down. And so, there's an advantage to that.
Yeah, you know what your income's going to be.
You know what your income's going to be. You know mm-hmm. that your ability to draw income is going to be there. And, for example, if you have it in an IRA and you know you're going to have to start taking money at age 70 and a half, that may be one way to guarantee that when you start taking that money, you've got guaranteed growth in the amount that you're going to have to start taking from.
And it's going to be there.
And it's going to be there, rather than having to take money from an account that's worth less than...
Because you might have had some negative or low...
Negative returns and...
low interest returns.
Yeah, and you have to start taking income. You're guaranteed to compound your loss because you're taking money from less money than you had to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on what you're trying to do. And indexed annuities are one way to try and protect some of the money that you don't want to lose any money on from this point forward.
So that's the first strategy. We always talk about what's your strategy.
That's right.
What's your purpose for this block of money or whatever? You know, like that makes a lot of sense if you've had a stock portfolio and you're up. Hey, take some of those profits and let's lock it in so it doesn't go backwards anymore.
And there are other ways to do that. And I know, Doug, you wanted to talk about there are other ways to do it besides using an indexed annuity to do it.
Yeah, because the fixed indexed annuity doesn't go backwards, but you got to leave it in there for a longer period of time. And it doesn't
have limited liquidity.
And, yeah, it doesn't pay income, so it's not a retirement tool in retirement. It's to get to retirement. But there's some other companies out there that said, okay, we don't necessarily want to tie up our money for 6 to 10 years, but we still want some protection, and we want to use that index theory of, okay, we'll have the S&P 500 or the Russell 2000 or the gold or the real estate index, and we want to capture some of the potential, but we don't want to tie up our money. So there's at least one company that we know of that will protect you 10%. On the downside.
Oh, okay. So you got liquidity here.
Yep.
You don't have to tie up your money for 6 or 8 or 10 years, but you do have a buffer protection on the downside, and you can still take advantage of the upturns in various segments of the market, whether it's the S&P 500, real estate, whatever, right?
Right.
Small cap, large cap, foreign.
Mm-hmm.
Even energy, when that comes back around.
Or if you think it's down, you could... The index, they have different choices, but if you figure a year to year, you put your money in today, a year from today, is it going to be higher than what it started with, or is the index going to be lower? If the index is lower and you're less than 10%, you just didn't make any money. You just got zero.
Let's talk a little bit about that when we come back from this break, because this is an important difference.
I didn't see the clock.
Yeah. Okay. Where are you seeing? You can't see it. But this is worth at least talking about, because this is something relatively new from a very old company. but it's new. And so, you know, there are people who sit around in their ivory towers with their calculators and figure all this stuff out.
They're trying to figure out what the people want.
Exactly.
You know, and that's kind of what we're talking about. What a lot more fear going on.
Yeah. So you have to just sit around and constantly be afraid, or do you have to put all your money in something that's not going to make any return? You know, stuff in the mattress, you know it's there and you can lift up the mattress every once in a while and look at it, but that's about it. So are there alternatives? And this is one of them. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. In the meantime, you got questions. If you need to go somewhere or do something, want to find out about this or anything else to do with you and your money, this is a great time to call us, talk to us during the break. We're glad to answer your questions. You got three financial brains right here in the studio, and then there's Craig, who will put your call through to us, and nobody will hear us but us, right? Yeah. So here's our number to do that, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Tony, Jamie, and Doug will be right back with more Money Makeover Show.
Help me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same.
The 89th Annual Austin County Fair and Rodeo is October 12th through the 16th in Belleville at the Austin County Fairgrounds. Something special is going on every day. Wednesday features the Little Miss and Mister, the Junior Miss and Mister, and the Junior Fair Queen Contest, plus live music by the Scott Randon Band. Thursday is a big day with the Fair Parade at 10 a.m., the Fair Queen Contest, the first night of the PRCA Championship Rodeo, and live music by Josh Ward and Shane Smith and the Saints. Be sure to attend the Youth Livestock Auction Sale on Friday, the second night of rodeo action and live music presented by Mark Chestnut and Marty Haggard. More fair excitement on Saturday with the third night of PRCA rodeo action, stick horse rodeo, mutton busting, and a wine show. Then enjoy music featuring the Randy Rogers Band with special guests Randy Brown and Wade Bowen. Sunday wraps up with a full day of fun starting at 1 with the pet show, children's tractor pull, bucket calf show, and beanbag tournament. Plus enjoy the carnival and comedy hypnosis show daily. Find out more online at austincountyfair.com or call 979-865-5995. Don't miss the Austin County Fair, October 12th through the 16th in Belleville.
For some of the best kolaches and barbecue in Texas, visit Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli in Chapel Hill. Barbecue plates include brisket, ribs, chicken, and sausage with lots of freshly made sides, homemade red, and delicious barbecue sauce. Be sure to order a dessert. You can choose from meringue and fruit pies, cinnamon rolls, cookies, and a variety of other pastries baked daily. Dine in, take out, or call in orders to go at 836-0910. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli, 8900 Highway 290 East in Chapel Hill.
Brenham Rest Home is a home away from home where elders receive a personal level of care during this transitional time in their lives. Recognized by the American Healthcare Association as their Bronze National Quality Award winner, Brenham Rest Home provides premier elder healthcare services, including 24/7 skilled nursing and long-term care, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, personalized memory care programs, and around-the-clock respite care services. For more information, visit BrenhamRestHome.com or call 979-399-5890.
What can inspire me?
Drive me.
What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit ArtCanTexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Animal Friends Shelter of Belleville.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
We'll All righty. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group. Let me give you our home phone, yeah. Our office number. Yeah. That's our home away from home.
Tony.
Yeah. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. We still do the free review. It is completely free. No charge. No strings attached. That's it. Bring in your 401k, 403b statement, maybe an annuity contract that you signed up for however long ago. Is there anything else you can do with that?
Yeah, insurance contracts, long-term care policies.
Yeah.
Or just questions. I'm thinking about buying long-term care, but here's some choices. What do you think?
Yeah, and there are more than one way to certainly do that. Besides just a monthly premium kind of thing. And by the way, those of you who are business owners, there are ways for you to have that as an employee benefit that you may not know about. Yeah, how about that? So, again, lots of information out there. You're more than welcome to give us a call and say, hey, I heard you say something. You mentioned it. We'd like to come in and sit down, or I'd like to come in and sit down and talk about it, or we can answer some questions for you over the phone, at least preliminarily, see where things are, and see if you're interested in it or not. Learn something in that phone call. Again, our office phone number, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. All right, we're looking at the markets, and they're kind of wobbling around. They were down a little bit more earlier this hour. Now they're back up a little bit. They're still a little bit in the red, not a tremendous amount. But things are very volatile right now because we've got an election going on. Mm-hmm. We have Deutsche Bank having its financial problems over in Europe, a huge bank. So how do you navigate this, and should you be worrying constantly? If you are worrying constantly, you need to think about some alternatives that you can use to your advantage and not have to tie up your money for long periods of time. We already talked last half hour, Jamie Keys, about the fixed indexed annuities, but these have time frames on them.
Longer
most of them
time,
do. Yeah. You know, 4 or 5 years, 6 years, 8 years, 10 years. That's a long time to tie up your money if it's not in your best interest.
Yeah,
you might need it.
Yeah, they have liquidity provisions attached to them, but it's not somewhere where you're going to want to put money that you might need in a year or two.
Right. So what is another alternative? Doug, you were talking about something that's responding. It's an example of a big insurer responding to people's wants, needs, and desires.
Right, because there's some. It's another investment tool, and these are just tools that, if they fit what you're trying, your strategy, you maybe use this particular tool. It's a form of a fixed indexed annuity, but the time frame on it, it's liquid anytime you want it. Now, you get whatever it's worth on that day. It may be up or down. It's not guaranteed.
Like anything else that you're investing in.
Correct. It's not guaranteed. Mm-hmm. You put the money in, but they'll look at a year at a time. So if you put the money in today, a year from now, if you use the S&P 500 as your index and it's up higher than it was today, you get a certain interest rate, whatever that percentage is. If it's down, if it's lower, the S&P 500 is lower a year from today than it is today. If it's down 9%, you don't lose anything. You just don't make any money for that year. If it goes down 10%, you don't make any money for that year. If it goes down 11%, you go down 1%.
So, in other words, it's protecting that first 10% down?
Correct.
On the downside?
Correct. So, if it goes down 15%, okay, you're down 5%, and 5% is a whole lot easier to come back from than 15%
down. Yeah, you can usually come back from that in a year or two.
But the other part of that is then that they cap on how much you can make on the upside. Okay, the S&P 500 today is at the 2161, and it goes up 15%. Well, they may have a cap on there of 8%. So you get 8%, the insurance company gets everything else.
They have to be able to make money in order to guarantee you on the downside.
To protect you on the downside, they cap you on the upside.
But you still get to participate.
Correct.
To some extent, but
and you, can
you reduce
your
risk on the bottom,
and
on the downside.
You can pick your indexes. They have like seven or eight of them, so you can have percentage, you know, put 20% in this one and 15% in that one, or however you want to do it. And it, and the money is liquid. It's just not guaranteed. So if you leave it for a year, you have that protection. So that's a tool that may or may not work for part of your funds.
Yeah, again, we never advocate putting all of your money in one thing.
Right, it's too risky.
You know, honestly.
Because life changes.
You have, everybody changes. All your goals and needs change.
We've done combination of things, like using that fixed indexed annuity that's going to be 8 years out. Okay, that's fine. That's money that we know will be there 8 years. We're not going to go backwards on that one. And then we'll use part of the money maybe in this shorter one in case we need some liquidity in the next year or two or three. Mm-hmm. We've got access to it.
But you're protected on the downside in both cases.
Correct.
And you know what that sounds like? That sounds like planning.
Yeah, it does. That sounds like planning.
What? Oh, yeah. So again, this is all part of financial planning, just as how and when you take your Social Security benefit.
Yes.
That's part of financial planning. A lot of people don't look at it that way. But we're dealing with something that's going to be at least 40% of most of us on our income in retirement. For some people, it's all of it. For other people, it may be 50 or 60% of what their income is going to be. But again, all of these things blend together. They work together. What about your 401k or your 403b, your savings accounts, all of those things, property, real estate? Any of those kinds of things, it's all part of what are your plans today, tomorrow, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, or what you think they might be.
Well, that was one of the points I wanted to make is we had just briefly alluded to required minimum distributions. If you have money in IRAs, when you reach age 70 and a half, you have to start making withdrawals from wherever the investment is. Mm-hmm. Whatever the investment is in the IRA, you have to start taking money. And one of the things to think about is, do you want to start planning for those required minimum distributions when you reach age 70 and a half, or do you want to start planning for those distributions years in advance of that?
In your early 60s.
You know, and one of the things to do is to take a look and say, well, I know I'm going to have to take required minimum distributions when I reach age 70 and a half. Maybe at age 65 or 66, I mean, you need to start thinking about that now and position my money so that when I have to start taking those distributions, I'm not compounding losses by taking money from places where I'm losing money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the things that you have to start thinking about when it comes to required minimum distributions. How am I going to take that money? Because you don't have a choice. You have to take it.
See, another way, it's same type of planning you have. There again, each situation is different, but you have IRAs, 401ks, and then you have your savings, you have your investments, you may have some other annuities, Roths. Okay, well, maybe it would be more advantageous to you to start taking your IRA money before age 70 and a half and let your Roth and your annuity money continue to grow, because you don't have to take those at age 70.
You get to choose.
You get to choose. So that's what planning does. How do we position funds?
Mm-hmm.
And to take them.
Well, I mean, that you have to think about that, because, you know, when it comes to the Social Security, that's part of the planning process, because guess what? Social Security payments, those are guaranteed to you.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're getting them, you know basically what they're going to be. And so when you're planning income, how much money you're going to need, when you're going to need it, and those required minimum distributions kick in, that's part of the planning process is, how much money do I need, and where is the money going to come from?
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple I'm going to meet with this week. That's the same thing. He finally retired. He's been working part-time job. They're in their mid to upper 60s. And, okay, we're designing how they're going to take their income and now their Social Security. And the wrinkle on this one is she was also a teacher. So she's got TRS. So we're working all those things together, and that's planning. And that's it. You need to talk to somebody that knows what they're doing to put these pieces together and what tools are out there and how can we adjust it.
So again, just doing some basic planning on things. It can even be, how does long-term care coverage weigh into things? And what is the status with your wills, for instance? Are you a spouse? Remember, you know, it's not just about you. It's about everybody else that you're thinking of as well. So all of these things constitute planning. It's just planning ahead and being smart about what your future is going to be. Because all of these things depend on what your plans and what your goals are.
Yeah, I mean, the long-term care issue, you have to do risk management when it comes to the planning part in retirement, because all those income streams that you're planning on having, well, if a long-term care situation arises, guess what happens to all those income streams?
Yeah, I've got another one coming up in 2 weeks. The wife can't take care of the husband anymore, and I guess she's going to need 24/7 care, and she's looking at $7,500 a month. So it's like, okay, where are we going to get the money from? Because he didn't have long-term care.
And that was $7,500 in income that they're not going to have, that they weren't counting on.
Yep.
So planning, yes. Does it take care of absolutely every contingency? No, it does not. There's always, you know, life happens, but at least you can get a jump start on it. So I truly do encourage you to come by the office. Take part in that free review. It is so worth your while, so worth your time.
It's a good start.
It is
a good start.
And no strings attached. We truly mean that. And here's our number. Give Sharon a call over there, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. All right, when we come back, we're going to take another little check on the markets and today's headlines in the financial world, so you can be a little bit more abreast of what's going on here. And also take a look at something really interesting. You know, somebody says out there, the old saying, right? There's always nothing you can do about death and taxes. It's a quirky little story that Doug Neal has.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What about you can one and, of those things.
What you can and cannot do with dead Texans.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, well, okay.
Are you talking about the football team?
No. They're not dead yet.
Not dead yet, all right. Coming back right after this, you got a question? Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show.
The Leaping Deer, an historic symbol of integrity and quality. John Deere is more than just tractors, and your hometown John Deere dealer is too. Souf Operator Equipment offers a full line of John Deere tractors and equipment. They're a big-time ag dealer, but they're small-time too. They carry a full line of John Deere parts and accessories, tools, toolboxes, charcoal grills, security safes, pressure washers, and air compressors, plus steel trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and tillers. Souf Operator Equipment, they're more than just parts. They're everything else too. Visit cptractor.com.
When it comes to something as important as your prescription drugs, better call on the pharmacy in Brenham with a reputation of quality and integrity. Call Medical Arts Pharmacy, owned and operated by the Sonnenberg family for over 50 years in Brenham. Are you ready to sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage? Confused about what plan to choose? Make a list of your current medicines and then call Medicare at 1-800-633-4227 for help deciding which plan is best for you. For pharmacists you can trust, visit Medical Arts Pharmacy in Brenham.
Durham School Services, delivering students safe, on time, and ready to learn every day. Need some extra cash? Work part-time driving for Durham. Durham offers a competitive salary and professional training. Parents, you can bring your children to work with you. And it's a great opportunity to earn money and serve your community at the same time. If you're looking for a job with flexible hours and great pay, call Durham School Services at 979-277-0090 today. Stop by in person at 507 East 6th Street or visit them online at durhamschoolservices.com.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG provides project management services nationally for hotel and restaurant renovations. In Brenham, they served as construction manager on the renovation of the Simon Theater, Unity Theater, and other historical landmarks, as well as numerous residential and commercial projects for the last 21 years. RWG Construction Management, 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call 979-836-7176.
Keep your boat maintained for safe, trouble-free boating and save when you go to Schmidt Boat Repair on Highway 36 South in Brenham. Chad and Robert, owners of Schmidt Boat Repair, appreciate your patronage and look forward to serving you in the future. For engine repair, boat and trailer electrical work, maintenance, and more, bring your boat and trailer to Schmidt Boat Repair to enjoy trouble-free boating. Schmidt's Boat Repair, 4 miles south of Brenham on Highway 36. Call 979-836-3033 or visit them online at schmidtboatrepair.com.
Listen up, fans of hot, melty, oven-baked DQ goodness. Ever wonder what would happen if you put a delicious classic Philly sandwich in a DQ oven? You get fire-roasted, steak-loaded, super-melty, oven-hot basil cheese focaccia Philly fandom. That's what. It's like it was meant to be all along. Steak and Monterey Jack melted on basil cheese focaccia bread toasted in a hot, steamy DQ oven. That's DQ Bake's new artisan-style Philly. So stop in and try it today at participating locations.
Single setback and a handoff. We're going to hit in there, and it's going to be Michael.
Aggie football is on KWHI. Tune in every week to hear the Fighting Aggies football games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you each week thanks to our Texas A&M sponsors, Bank of Brenham, Intech Pest Management, Tegeler Toyota, and Page Tractors. Please support our Texas A&M sponsors, and for all Aggie sports, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280, your Aggie sports station.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yes, indeed. Familiar music, which signals that this is the last segment of today's edition of the Money Makeover Show. Thank you so much for listening, by the way. We do... thank you always for tuning into the program. We've been here on the air in this neck of the woods for almost, what, about 10 years?
I think we're over 10 years now. But I don't
seems like yesterday.
I don't remember when we started. What month? I don't remember.
Maybe that's why it seems like yesterday. Yes. I can't remember it.
There we are, yes. And the older we get, the more things get into that category here. If the older you get, you haven't made any plans for what you're going to do when you get to retirement, or if you're already retired and you haven't taken a look at some things like your life insurance, what you're doing on your property, and many of you have farms, ranches out here. How are you going to settle all that out later on? Do you have a will? Have you looked at it any time in the last 10 years? If you have some of these things that are old contracts like insurance contracts, annuity contracts, if you look at those recently, do you still need to have them as they are, or can you do something else with them, like maybe turn them into long-term care?
Mm-hmm.
Repurposing is what we call it here. Again, lots of different things that you can do as you go through different stages of your life. And if you're younger and you got kids and they're going to be going to college, how can you help ease that burden on everybody in the family? Because that's a big chunk coming out of the wallet. So how do you plan for that? What about some of these different college savings plans? Again, lots of things. This is all part of making plans and being a good steward.
Yep. So come in for your free review.
Absolutely. And our number again to set that up, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Well, as we said before the break, there's always stuff you can't do something about, which is death and taxes. So we'll tackle one of those with kind of an interesting little blurb here.
I want to keep it short. I was having a good time at the Chamber of Commerce after hours thing with Laverne from Brenham Monument. I was talking with her. But this is an article I got out of the local community newspaper by Dylan Bedore. You don't have to go to a funeral home if you want to bury somebody. the Kyle Smith, staff attorney at the commission, said that Texas doesn't in any way, shape, or form regulate the individual when they take over and don't want a funeral director involved. There's just a few little rules in that you can't have a human body be held in any place or in transit more than 24 hours after death unless it keeps it at a temperature of 24 to 40 degrees or they're embalmed. But there's no way to enforce that one. That's what he says. Also, state law requires their certificate be obtained within 10 days of death. So you got to do that one. But you don't have to bury them in a cemetery. As long as you have at least under 10 acres, you got to have 10 acres or less, you can bury them on your own property.
10 acres or less or 10 acres or more?
10 acres or less on your own property, you can bury them on your own property. You don't have to go to a cemetery. So they don't want a big cemetery. So also another rule is that Texas law requires small unregulated cemeteries like that. That's a family cemetery.
Yeah, there are family plots out here,
yeah,
sure.
You carve out, so you can bury them there. Mm-hmm. But the Texas law says you got to be a certain distance outside of municipal boundaries, and it all depends upon the size of the city. 1 mile, it ranges from 1 mile outside a town of 5,000 to 5 miles outside a city of 200,000 or more. That means you can't just go bury your loved one in the backyard if you live in the city. But out here, there's a lot of people in unincorporated areas. You can make your own family cemetery. There's basically little or no rules to do that. Another rule, though, in the family cemetery, you must be buried at least 2 feet below the surface.
Wow.
It's got to be at least 2 feet down. It don't have to be 6 feet under. It's got to be 2 feet under. And also, there's no statutory requirement that a person be buried in a certain type of container. It doesn't have to be one of those big vaults or anything. The reason they use those big boxes that they put the vaults in is because they start using heavy machinery, mm-hmm. and they were collapsing the ground because it wasn't. So the vaults are in there to keep the ground level. Now, there's some education for you. Yep. That you would
make talk
you.
About some planning.
Yeah, planning.
That's the final planning.
That's
that
right.
You're going to do.
Your own family cemetery.
Well, some of us have those here, and if you're thinking that far ahead, I guess good for you. But remember to take care of all the stuff that you're while you're living and get a plan together for the other stuff in your life. And that's financial planning. Come in for that free review.
You got it. We'll see you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.